Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We're happy to see you today, aren't we, Kathy? We're happy to talk to everyone.
Definitely.
Today.
Something like that.
Here's the thing. I'm immersed, as all of you know, I believe, in compiling the report for the ad impression study. We've got a new edition coming out at the Power Summit next week. So I'm going to ask you guys a few questions.
Okay.
To see how up you are on your ad specialties.
We're going to nail it.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Andy Cohen.
Oh, boy.
Who's more likely to own branded desk accessories? Would it be women or men?
I'm going to say men.
Joe, do you have a different answer? Or do
no,
you concur?
I concur.
I agree with Andy.
I concur.
I disagree.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle's the only one who has her.
I don't have branded.
Because Michelle spent all weekend with that thing.
Women are
she
much
and Michelle,
more likely.
Michelle made best friends with that report over the weekend.
Women are much more likely, 6 percentage points more likely to have branded desk accessories. All right, so let's see. We'll ask a couple more questions. Out of all the top product categories, so we've got, you know, your writing instruments, your bags, your drinkware, your shirts, your hats, your calendars, etc. What one item generates the most impressions by itself? You say, Joe raised his hand.
Bags.
Bags. That is absolutely right. Why do you think that is, Joe?
Ding, 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 ding.
Because they can be reused. You get a bag one place, you take it to the gym, you take it to the grocery store, you're in the mall with it, to the soccer field with it. It's all over the place. So.
Right. Whereas if you have a promo shirt, of course, it's very popular, you're likely not going to wear it every day. A bag you
also,
can carry
a bag is
day.
Taken in public, whereas
exactly.
Your desk accessory is seen by the same people all
so
every day.
So one single bag in the United States generates 5,983 impressions. What do you think of that, Kathy?
I think that's pretty stellar.
Can
that's
we
a
round
lot
that
of bang
up to
for
6,000?
Your advertising buck. Absolutely.
Let's look at it 17 more times.
All right, I'll ask a political question now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I thought we tried not to be political on this show.
Let's do it.
Well, we're not making a judgment. I just want to know... for caps and headwear, who do you suppose owns more caps and headwear, Republicans, Democrats, or independent voters, Michelle?
I'm going to go with whoever Michelle says.
Michelle, what do you say?
I'm going to say
Democrats. She forgot.
Okay, and you're going to say Democrats too then, Andy?
I'll go Republican.
Okay.
I'm going independents.
Because you're independent.
Kath?
I say Democrats.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. Andy and Kathy are the winners.
Well, wait.
Democrats.
We didn't say the same
me
thing.
Me and Michelle. We're all winners.
No. I'm sorry. Andy is the winner, the sole winner at this table. More Republicans own promotional headwear than Democrats or independents.
I knew it.
I wonder
these
why.
Types of data can come into play in the
do
next
election.
Do we have
election. Any analysis on this? Why?
We
more
do have analysis.
Are
we are putting out the whole report at the Power Summit next week, and you'll be able to get it online at asicentral.com.
Cool.
Study in a couple weeks. So anyway, those are just some of the myriad fun facts that you will see in the study. We interviewed business people in 19 cities throughout the globe and asked them what they thought about promo products, what they had, you know, what they recall receiving recently. And the best statistic in the whole study is this, Michelle. Let's see if you know this answer.
I know this answer.
Okay. Well, you don't know what I'm going to ask, but this is my favorite stat. We asked them if they could recall the name of the advertiser on the products they currently own. And what percentage, Michelle,
I know it.
Do you think were able to recall this?
It was in the 80s. 89?
84.
Andy?
85.
85%. Ding, 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 ding. But that is so high.
Who's
so
on top of this?
85% can recall the names of the advertisers on the promo products they own right now. Who can say that with other advertising mediums? Can you recall, Kathy, on your favorite TV show last night, who all the advertisers were?
The Eagles?
Were?
No, I don't know who any of the advertisers were.
Oh, there were some good commercials on the Eagles show. On the Eagles show.
I think we must have
seen the Eagles show.
The Eagles. There was this great Eagles show on last night.
Actually, I concur with
Guinness.
That. Guinness. That Guinness ad is awesome. Has anybody seen that?
I didn't see
yeah,
it, no.
Yeah, with so the guys
all
playing
these guys
basketball.
Are playing wheelchair basketball.
Oh, I did see that.
See?
That was awesome.
Very cool.
And
ad.
At the end,
and
they
all
get
up
to go have a beer except for one guy.
Right.
So they were all showing
yes,
their support
yes, I did comment
by
on
playing.
That.
Oh, yes.
Anyway. It was really nice.
And Guinness is delicious, too, so.
And okay. It's for strength.
Perfect.
Right.
Anyway.
What's for strength?
Guinness so, for strength.
The old ads.
The ad impression study.
Drinking for strength.
Besides Find Online, Andy, I know you're working on a lovely article
lovely.
For the October issue, correct?
Of Counselor.
That will give all the highlights of that impression study. All right. Without further ado, we're going to have a great, we have a great call-in topic today. The question is, I'm looking for new and different gifts to give my clients for the holidays. Any ideas? So if you have questions or ideas for corporate gifting and holiday gifts, please give us a call, 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
The Great Radio Gift Pack, which includes a $25 Visa gift card. You're going to get the finger puppets. You're going to get the face fans. And you're also going to get a JoJo. Let's go key tag this week.
Oh, it's quite the price tag. People are now they're getting these prize packs, and they're very excited.
You know, I got
them.
An email yesterday from excitable Ray McKee at Star Spangled Specialties. And he was like,
he loved his radio show hand
so,
fans.
Yeah.
All right. So call us 215-953-4979. We put you on the air to talk about holiday gifts. We will give you gift bag. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
We have the five worst pieces of advice for your small business owners. Andy's going to look at eight ways to make millennials care about your brand. Michelle has six personality types. She probably has all six of them that can sabotage your
Actually,
company's
I
best
have
thinking.
Each of us
on different
have
days.
Okay, good. We're going to find out who we are. What working from home really means. We'll take a look at that. Nine ways to ruin a meeting. The case for drinking at work. Of course, who else would have that
drinking
topic?
Drinking soda or alcohol?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Okay. Yeah, glug, glug.
We have a lot of experience.
What kind of case
that
would be made for drinking soda?
Kate. Yeah.
You're just curious.
Thirsty?
We need more sodium in our system, Andy. We've got our favorite things at the end of the show, but let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with distributor acquisition news. Top 40 distributor AIA Corporation has been sold. Its previous owner, the Riverside Company, sold its stake in the business to Chicago-based McNally Capital, which takes over after Riverside has owned the business since 2005. AIA expects no management or strategy shifts following the deal. More acquisition news now. Top 40 distributor Brown and Bigelow has acquired Jacksonville, Florida-based JSA Promos. JSA will maintain its Florida offices, and its president, Scott Peterson, will manage the local Brown and Bigelow division. Separately, distributor Activate Promotions Plus Marketing has acquired North Carolina-based More Exposure. Employment news now. A new report from ADP shows private sector companies added 176,000 jobs in August. The services sector led the way with 50,000 new jobs in the month, followed by transportation and construction. More economic news now. Growth in the manufacturing sector surged in August with a measure of factory productivity rising to its highest level in 2 years. Providing distributors with a rising market to target, data shows that growth in the manufacturing sector this year has been a result of an increase in orders. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Andy, it's a cane. And
it's a
seat.
And it's a seat.
The hurricane?
No, not the hurricane.
What do you mean it's a cane and a seat?
You'll have to watch The Joe Show today, coming out in Promogram later on.
All right, check it out in Promogram today. Over to you.
Back to Melinda.
Thank you, Andy. All right, we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the phone. He's going to give us our product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. You folks are all amped up this morning, aren't we?
We are.
It's that drinking at work thing.
Wow, I'm just cracking up over here in California. We have a little bit of a foggy morning here. Anyways, I'm going to play Debbie Downer this morning. I'm sorry.
Leighton.
A little bit. But it's my job. The state of California has been bantering back and forth since 2008 on a new green chemistry regulation. And it finally passed last week, which is going to have some pretty severe impact on the consumer products industry. And because we're a segment of it, of course, we're going to feel it down the line here. It's called the Safer Consumer Product Regulation. And bottom line is that the state is now mandating all importers, manufacturers, retailers, assemblers to identify chemicals that are in their products. And there's going to be about 1,200 chemicals that are going to be suspect chemicals. Keep in mind that CalProp 65, which is another onerous regulation we have here in California, has currently only 850 chemicals. So this new regulation is going to jump that up to 1,200 regulations. They're unrelated, by the way. The green chemistry regulation that was just enacted is more encompassing in some ways and is intended to get rid of all these chemicals out of the system. So anyway, the impact on our industry is going to be pretty severe. It's going to take a few years for it to happen. Other states have already enacted similar green chemistry initiatives. State of Washington and a few back east that are somewhat similar, but they focus more on children's products. The California regulation focuses on all consumer products, so that's a distinction. There's going to be a four-stage rollout, and I won't bore you all to death with this thing, but the first thing is to create the list, and they're going to borrow from other states and other governments that have created these lists, and they intend to have 1,200 chemicals on the list. And then they're going to prioritize those chemicals based on the dangers to human health and to the environment. And the third stage is going to be determining alternatives to those chemicals for use in consumer products. And then the fourth and last stage is the enforcement stage. What are they going to do to violators that continue to use these products? So what do we need to do in our industry very quickly? Suppliers need to get on board with this and start learning what kind of chemicals they have in their products and work with their vendors and factories by judging their products and chemicals versus other states' green chemistry initiatives. Right now, California, as we say, they don't have the list compiled. But if we go with the Washington state list, I think it'll be pretty spot on. So distributors need to be conscious about this and mention it to their supplier base and determine how best everyone can be served by this new onerous, time-consuming, expensive, and just pain-in-the-butt regulation. So,
wow.
Without it, I'm not pleased, as you can tell. So, I leave you on a Debbie Downer note. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Go have a drink. Thanks, Leighton. You need to come on and get some Philadelphia sunshine. All right. That was Leighton Lee from ETS Express with our Product Safety Minute. Now we are going to take your calls to talk about new and different gifts to give clients for the holidays. If you have any ideas or questions, call us now, 215-953-4979. Online, too, this morning, we have Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, everybody. I just, on a side note, I want to say how stoked I am about the upcoming Orlando show where Mr. Wonderful and Barbara from Shark Tank will be there.
Oh. We are so excited about that. Also, you're a Shark Tank fan, I guess?
Oh, absolutely. That was like an off-the-wall one I never would have expected, and watch it all the time. Can't wait to hopefully be ridiculed if I ever get to speak to Mr. Wonderful or Kevin.
Awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward to that, too.
These aren't revolutionary, necessarily new ideas, but there's one category for which that I think is maybe overlooked sometimes, and that's the food gifts. I just know a lot of my peers that don't remember it and seem to recommend everything else. But one key item that has been good for us for years is a Maple Ridge Farms product, which is the jelly bean dispensers or have other candies available. The wooden one that's about $50.
Michelle has that. You have in your office?
It is, yep.
Oh, we eat those jelly beans every day. She has to refill it frequently.
It's a fun piece to play with, and of course, it, you know, we've given them, and then I go back in and I see them up. I never not see them on the reception desk or in somebody's office where we've given them. Also, their chocolate boxes, you can order shaped chocolates, whether it's an airplane, a train, or a caduceus for medical, just hundreds of different options on the shape that you can have flanking a big centerpiece of chocolate. And reasonably priced, I think they start in the 20s. The Tervis tumblers or the knockoffs from Hit or Hal are also just a very good way to avoid the sameness in bottles and drink and beverage containers with the patch, the embroidered patch on the walls. Also, and then the charging station from company like Leeds or other Hirsch, any of those type companies, those are kind of topical. They're not new, but they still get used. I think it's a perennial favorite.
Yeah. Well, those are definitely some best sellers. I know we have a lot of those in our office, and we end up, you know, a lot of things, too. You know, food gifts people think of as things that go away, but they don't, as you mentioned, like don't the jelly bean holder or something that can be refilled.
Right.
These days, Michelle's had hers for years. 3 years. If you probably refilled it, you know, 200 times.
That's true.
Maybe so those for all of you guys, a flask would be in order.
That's a good idea.
Well, the holidays are coming up. Well, thanks so much for calling in and stay on the line for your ASI prize pack. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
On line four, we have another call from California, Stanley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Now, Leighton says it's foggy out in California. Is it foggy where you are?
Oh, my God. I was having such a great day until he told me to open my window blinds. It's foggy.
Well, you know, in California, that burns off in a couple hours. So what are your ideas, Stanley?
Well, outside of Leighton's gloomy safety minute that brought out the clouds, I guess, my question is, when it comes to getting a hold of clients and when it comes to starting to talk to clients about holiday gifts, what is your opinion on sending e-newsletters versus maybe a direct mail piece of a card? What do you think is the best way to shake up your current clients and prospects to even the idea of shopping now?
Well, I think that's a good question, because I think all of us would agree that the biggest complaint we hear is that some clients don't start thinking about this or trying to order till December, say. So, Joe, I know you're chomping at the bit.
I would do two things. I would send a holiday-themed self-promotion right now.
What? Even like in July, Christmas in July.
July
is past.
I mean, get them thinking now about this, and I would also call. I'd get on the phone. I know a lot of people hate getting on the phone, but I would call to make sure that, you know, they're keeping you in mind, that they're not sending someone, you know, to the mall the week before the holidays say buy something. So get them thinking now.
And Ed brought up a good point about the food gifts. Clients usually don't think of distributors for food gifts. They think of like going to the mall, like Joe said, Hickory Farms or whatever.
Right,
so you have to make them aware.
Personalized.
Right. You have to make them aware. Drop off some food gifts for them as a self-promotion and tell them you could get all this from me.
This is the perfect time to send a direct mail piece of self-promotion to tell distributors what you can do for them and their clients for the holidays. Right now is the time to do it. And suppliers, by the way, know that, and they're running specials on self-promotions, most of them.
Right, and you should include some of the items, obviously.
Definitely.
And Stanley, you asked about e-newsletters. If you have one and it's, say, weekly, this could be a perfect time to introduce something like a, you know, holiday pick of the week, and you just put different items on there for the next couple months, and, you know, that gets people thinking early that this could be a good time to order their holiday gifts.
Yeah, I know that for my top clients, what I did last year and what I'm going to definitely do again is I send out a somewhat of a holiday card, but it's more geared toward them and doing promotions and, like you said, Christmas in July. And the other thing I found was Maple Ridge had a like a self promo for the holidays where it was like a small, almost like a miniature sized chocolate basket, all decorated about holidays. Mm-hmm. So I think I might try that again.
All right. Yeah, good. Well, great ideas. Hope it warms up or gets sunnier out there. Stanley, thanks for calling, and stay on the line so you can talk to Vinny Driscoll.
Absolutely. I'm just going to Photoshop the clouds out right now, so we clear it up in a few minutes.
All right. Have a great day. Michelle, I know that some Facebook comments have been rolling in on this topic. What do you have?
Adam Brown at Motivator said, this year we should be all about portable power. We rely so much on our devices, everyone can appreciate a mobile battery charger. They work well with all phones and devices, so no one is left out. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good gift.
That is a great idea. Well, I think that that's very timely, and people will use it.
You have a powered backpack. I mean, we all do.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and you've used it.
I have used it. I take it anytime I go, for the most part, on planes, because when you're in airports, if you don't have a, you can't find a charger, place to charge your phones, that can do it right there for you.
So it's useful.
Very.
Practical.
All right. We're going to take more of your calls, but first we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AAIA. When we return, we'll talk more about corporate gifts.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's radio show. Boy, you know, we're all looking really tan. I just looked at us. Not one of us doesn't have a tan.
He doesn't.
No, well, he's always kind of red-faced.
That's an Irish glow that I
have. I know. Vinny was in California. He could be a little more...
He's been back for a week.
The rest of us are bronze gods and goddesses.
Oh, yes. Good.
So, hey, I want to give a shout-out. Guess who's listening all the way from England? Our friend Alistair Mealcrest from Sourcing City.
Hi, Alistair.
Who just took a screenshot and sent it to me of his favorite, his beloved Andy Cohen, pensive in a photo.
Pensive.
Wow. Andy, you've got fans all the way in England. What do you think?
I know. I attract most people, especially bald men.
I don't know what to say about that. I think we'll just move on. You have more Facebook comments on our holiday gifts topic.
I do. Margaret Joyner says her go-to ideas, she said that her clients always love, are planners with, she puts it with a nice engraved pen, a coffee mug, a metal coffee mug, bottles of water, logoed M&Ms, a memo pad, items that can be kept throughout the year, really, and desk accessories, which kind of bears out what we found in our ad impression study.
Absolutely. And apparently women like them even more than men.
That's true.
Andy.
You're all getting a mug this year.
And we have a question from a Facebook person who wants to know, how do you handle food gifts when so many people seem to have peanut allergies and, you know, don't eat wheat and are gluten-free eaters? Like, how do you deal with that?
I guess you got to figure out who it's going to. And, you know, don't send them nuts if they have allergies.
Well, a lot of things have nuts in them. But, you know, popcorn. I mean, maybe I'm not educated on the subject, but it seems like peanut allergy is more of a kid thing that people grow out of. I don't see it in the workplace as a big problem among adults, but now I could be totally wrong.
This is from the people at Raylan Marketing asked that question. I think, though, you know, food gifts are great, but I think there are a lot of other items you can use that, you know, food isn't always such a...
Well, also, food gifts, you know, you can get a variety of different foods. You can also do fruit and things like that, which, you know, even people who are watching their figure like Andy Cohen would be able to indulge.
Hey, we have the delicious gift supplement coming up with October Advantages, too.
There's some yummy things on there.
Yes. Nice plug there, Kath.
On line three, we have Evan, who has a comment or question as well. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Evan, what's your comment?
So I do food gifts every year, and I mean, they're always successful. But just to try to switch it up, is there some other cool things that you guys can suggest?
Absolutely. I think everybody's been talking about portable chargers and portable power.
That is what I would say, actually.
I would say electronics-based.
Yeah, I mean, there's car chargers and there's portable chargers. I think that that's probably one of the most useful items that people could have today.
It's something that people will use. And everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
Joe, anything else?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
I agree. Prime has this little kit. It comes in a neoprene bag, and it's great for travel because it has a variety of different charging cables, something for your outlet in your car, and it's got one of those things you pop it on your dashboard, and you put your phone right there, you know, on it, so it's right there in reach if you need it.
You know, I think personalized gifts, too. Like, a couple years ago, I wrote about Steve and my wedding anniversary, and the guys at Terrytown sent two fleece throw blankets with our Kathy engraved on one and Honey engraved on the other. And I thought that was
so
nice.
Kathy and Honey?
Yeah.
And does Honey wear his or use his?
Honey uses it all the time. Yes.
I was going to say, who'd you give Honey to?
I mean, anything personalized. You know,
sorry.
Anything personalized. I mean, if I get something with my name on it, a pen, anything, I'm definitely going to hold on to it. A journal.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hope that gives you some good ideas. Evan, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And on line five, we have Ann. Good morning, Ann. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Delaware.
All right. So what's your question, Ann?
Well, I have a very limited budget, so I was looking for some free advice on how to determine which clients should get a gift.
Okay. Well, Andy? Michelle, what would you say?
I would say all clients get a gift, but different gifts.
And also, how about a nice handwritten card?
Yeah,
I would say everybody should get that.
And that could be enough for some of the clients on your
list,
for sure.
An acknowledgement, maybe something small, maybe like with a pen with it. I think that you look at who your best clients are, who are the clients that have potential to be you know, great spenders. Mm-hmm. And not everyone should get the same gift. I think you stagger it.
And certainly you can, there are very inexpensive things that could do. I mean, you could send everyone one logoed cookie wrapped up in a nice packaging with a note or something. You know, there's lots of small things like that. Do you agree, Andy? You're shaking your head.
I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, so give everyone something, Anne, even if it's just a nice handwritten card.
Okay.
Have a great day. All right, Michelle, I really want to get to this topic.
Yeah, me too.
And that topic is apparently you've got six personality types that can sabotage your company's best thinking, and you said some of those personality types are right in this room.
No, we're not going to guess because you people don't think you have these traits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, we're in total denial. Tell us what we are, Michelle.
All right, these are typically people in meetings that, you know, can derail a meeting quickly with their attitude, some of which can be a little negative. So we're going to start with the wet blanket. The wet blankets have the unique ability to instantly dampen the enthusiasm level of a session because they can be discouraging, Dave Agnoni, depressing, and the majority of their comments don't hold water. Andy Cohen. You're our wet blanket.
I don't think that that's true.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't.
It's really not. It's not. It's not true.
She's like, wait a minute. You just said this, right? And you've been known to call.
No. On the next one,
ideas cockamamie.
Okay. The next category.
I'm all for cockamamie.
The idea
ideas.
Assassin, and that would
be me. That's Michelle.
Under the pretense of being constructive, they will find flaws, poke holes, and pick apart promising ideas until they bleed to death. That's me.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's just not you in meetings. That's you in life.
So what else?
Next, we have the obstructionist, Joe Haley. To them, nothing is simple or easy. They overcomplicate conversations and procedures and bring up extraneous facts or considerations and derail
I'd like to talk about this, and I want to make 5 points.
Well, we tried that back in 1979.
I wasn't here in 79.
Next, we have the social loafer and Kathy Houston. These are people who show up for brainstorming sessions
but
refuse to participate in the discussion. They usually sit back and appear bored and let others do the heavy lifting.
Oh, I witnessed that last week.
Where?
I'm scared. Is there one of these for me?
No, actually.
Oh, you were nice enough not to assign me a bad trait.
There is a bad one, but none of us is the dictator. And that's the person who, they're the only one who has a good idea. Everybody else's get discounted. And I would say none of us.
I think we know some of those in the company, but perhaps not
in the company, yes, but not here.
For sure, we've run across people that are like that.
So we have the wet blanket, the idea assassin, and the obstructionist and the social loafer.
I'm so happy I'm not on the list.
What's hers?
Michelle's just being polite by not assigning me.
There were only two others, the dictator, and I don't think any of us are that, and the attention vampire, who could be a little Joe and I.
Wait a minute, I want to talk about that again.
The attention vampires can smother brainstorming sessions by dominating the conversation and excessively pushing their ideas, ultimately sucking the life out of the whole group. That could be.
That's you. That's you more than me.
Well, I'm glad we all have some
self-awareness.
So we're going to put these on our website because there's ways to combat these types of people in meetings that you can
handle. And are you guys going to take the advice of this?
One of them. It says when one person yaps too much, you can pelt them with crumpled paper balls. So we're all going to do that with Joe.
There was a meeting years ago.
I can't throw.
Where someone was zapping people with pretend electricity. Remember that?
Yes.
I don't think I was in that meeting.
No, you were.
All right,
here.
We have just enough time to talk about our favorite products of the week. Andy Cohen, what's yours?
All right, mine, because we all need something to drink today, seems to be a wine and bottle opener. It is. It comes from Bay State, which is ASI 38980, and would be great for any hotel room, as we know they're all in hotel rooms.
Kathy Houston, what's your product?
Mine is the What a Monkey. What a Monkey. It's from iMark, ASI 35579, and it's like a bendable monkey that holds your iPhone, and you can hang it from anywhere, like if you want to hang it from your rear view mirror in your car, or you can bend the tail and sit it on your desk. Anyway, it's a fun idea.
See, that could be a cute corporate gift.
Yeah, definitely.
Joe Haley, what's your favorite product?
WikiSticks. This is a stress-relieving pack. It looks like a pack of box of cigarettes. It's great for smoke cessation classes. You can hormone do a lot of cool things. I made an eye. Look at that. Now you see my eye? Very
it
creative.
It looks like a
Michelle.
Fish.
It's funny. They also give those out at restaurants.
For
with
kids.
The kids,
yeah. Well, this one specifically with the cigarette box, it's good for because employers want their employees to stop smoking. Thank you, Kathy. You can find a WikiSticks, ASI 97539. You can find them online at wiki, WIKKI, sticks with an X at the end.com.
Michelle.
Yep.
What's your favorite product?
Mine's from Hit Promotional Products, ASI 61125. It's a stylus pen and a screen cleaner, and it sits upright on your desk. It's convenient and helpful.
Good. All right. You can check out all those products at asicentral.com/radio. We're out of time. Thanks to today's show sponsor, AIA, and thanks to everyone for listening. Have a fantastic week, everybody.